Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden. And just in case nobody's told you for a little while, there's only 3 and a bit days left. However, if you're still in the midst of frantic present wrapping, mince pie making or holly hanging, why not give yourself the next 40 minutes off and listen to the Organ World's contribution to the musical side of the festivities? And what better way to start than by listening to American organ ace George Wright playing the Robert Vaughan five-manual Wurlitzer and Brazilian sleigh bells. George Wright swinging those Brazilian sleigh bells. Well, I think it's a fair bet that come Christmas morning, quite a few little ones are going to find a toy trumpet of some description hidden away amongst the packages, and possibly a few Toy Town trumpeters as well. Perhaps Bill Davis was remembering childhood days when he composed the piece of that name, played for us tonight by Ian Anderson on Hammond Aurora Classic. Thank you. Phil Davis's Toytown Trumpeters conjured up for us there by Ian Anderson on Hammond Aurora Classic. Well, hopefully most people are going to be able to take a few days' break next week, and with that in mind, here's an arrangement of Holiday for Strings with John Roadhouse on alto sax and Little Old Me at the BBC Theatre Organ. Holiday for Strings from John Roadhouse and myself on alto sax and BBC Wurlitzer, respectively. I recently celebrated one of those awful birthdays when you have to change all the numbers. So in view of that, I thought it might be fun to look back at what was happening in the theatre organ world during my first Christmas, if I'd been in the least bit interested. The month then is December 1954, and in addition to the organ-building firm of Konecker celebrating its centenary, the first theatre organ recordings in LP form had begun to appear. And in order to play them, the HMV Model 2001 gramophone was highly recommended for a modest 22 guineas. On the 12th of December 1954, the Theatre Organ Club paid a visit to the Granada Tooting to hear Robinson Cleaver, Ray Baines and Tony Fenton at the Wurlitzer. And on the ABC cinema circuit, Albert Brierley was at the Organ of the Apollo here in Manchester, Arthur Lord at the Tower West Bromwich, Trevor Willits at the Ritz Barnsley, and Stanley Wiley at the Ritz Belfast. For more historical snippets later in the programme, for now back to the music, as Herr Klaus Wunderlich paints a musical winter scene for us somewhere south of the Alps. The first movement from Ernst Fischer's South of the Alps suite played on Hammond Electronic by Klaus Wunderlich. Well, for the first time, Blackpool Tower is opening its doors to the public every weekend throughout the winter, which means that the mighty Wurlitzer in the ballroom won't be having quite as much of a break as it usually does after the hectic summer season. Well, Phil Kelsall will be at the console pretty regularly, of course, and will doubtless be playing plenty of old-time waltz medleys like this one. I could hear you singing away there. Rose of Tralee, I'll Be Your Sweetheart, and When You and I Were Young, Maggie, delightfully played as always by Phil Kelsall at the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. Well, out of all the things we might be wishing for this Christmas, I'm sure peace must be very near the top of the list. Here's a lovely little thing called Pipes of Peace from Jimmy Smith on Technics Pro 90. Thank you. Jimmy Smith's Pipes of Peace, played on Technics Pro 90 Electronic. Now, let's delve into the archives again and move forward 10 years to December 1964, when it was reported that the Odeon Nottingham Konica had been removed prior to the twinning of the cinema. On Sunday the 6th, Robbie Cleaver and George Blackmore were in concert at the Gaumont State Kilburn, while a week later, Stanley Harrison played for the Cinema Organ Society at the Gaumont Dudley. On the airwaves in December 64, William Davis was at the organ of Watford Town Hall, Charles Smitten at the Gaumont Manchester, and on Christmas Day, Sandy McPherson played the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer in a programme which also featured Edmundo Ross, the Victor Sylvester and Harry Davidson orchestras, and the Max Jaffa Trio. Finally, a special Christmas Hammond organ extravaganza was held at Manchester's New Century House, featuring Keith Beckingham, Ina Barger and Reginald Dixon. And apparently the finale consisted of Jingle Bells and White Christmas, played by all three organists on three Hammonds. Well, while I see what I can root out about December 1974, here's Neil Jarman on Yamaha FX10 with his own arrangement of Ave Maria. Thank you. Ave Maria, played by Neil Jarman on Yamaha FX10 Electronic. Well, last Sunday, theatre organ enthusiasts in London said a last farewell to the famous four-manual 14-rank Christie in the Top Rank Club, formerly the Regal, at Edmonton, associated, of course, with some brilliant broadcasts and recordings made there in the 30s by the legendary Sidney Torch. Well, thankfully, London's other Christie, still in situ, looks as though it's staying put for the time being in the Granada at Walthamstow. And as this is our Christmas edition of The Organist Entertains, we couldn't really let it pass without hearing the Christmas song. So here it is, from me to you.
Thank you.
roasting chestnuts, open fires, Jack Frost, and a beautiful Christy organ, played by yours truly at the Granada Walthamstow. Well, even at this stage in the month, I've got a couple of concerts to tell you about, after we've heard this delightful French Yuletide melody, which you will doubtless recognise as Angels from the Realms of Glory, played on Yamaha FS20 by Glyn Madden. Glyn Madden on Yamaha FS20. Well, those two concerts I mentioned both take place this weekend. Firstly, tomorrow evening at 7:30, Arnold Loxton plays at the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall, and on Sunday the 23rd at 11 a.m, Douglas Reeve and Chris Mannion will be at the Odeon Leicester Square. Well, our final contribution on electronics this evening comes from our old friend Jerry Allen, playing a combination of Hammond C3 and Lowry D325, and a number dedicated to one of our feathered friends who's often around at this time of the year, the title Robin's Nest. Thank you. Jerry Allen, Robin's Nest. Well, time for our final bit of nostalgia, just back 10 years this time to December 1974. On Sunday the 8th that year, Robin Richmond presented a special recording of this programme at the Gaumont State Kilburn, with himself at the Mighty Wurlitzer, Brian Sharp on electronics, and a special guest appearance of Timothy Farrell, who at that time was organist of the Chapels Royal. The week before that, Reginald Dixon was in concert at the Albert Hall, Nottingham, and Ernest Broadbent was playing the third anniversary concert on the Wurlitzer in the Bath Pavilion. Other concerts during December 74 included Con Doherty at the Regal Edmonton, Bobby Pagan at the Regal Henley, Reginald Porter Brown at the Odeon Leicester Square, and Doreen Chadwick at the Granada Kingston. Also, the newly restored console of the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer was installed in the city's Free Trade Hall, although it was to be another 3 years before the organ was reopened. Well, back to 1984, and to end our Christmas edition of the programme in style, here's an impressive arrangement of Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light from Bach's Christmas Oratorio, played by William Davis on the Walker organ of St. Gabriel's Church in Cricklewood, North London, and the Westminster Brass Ensemble. William Davis and the Westminster Brass Ensemble at St. Gabriel's Church, Cricklewood, bringing our programme to a close. Hope very much that you've enjoyed our musical variety this evening, and that you'll have recovered from the festivities sufficiently to join me again next Friday at 9:15. Until then, on behalf of my producer, Peter Pilbeam, and all of us here on The Organist Entertains, this is Nigel Ogden wishing you a very happy and peaceful Christmas. Have a good time, and see you next week. Bye-bye.